The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Previously on Magic Monsters and Mayhem.
Here goes something, eh? Good journey, good lady.
Until we meet again, Prospero.
We will never meet again, dear lady.
It is done, Lord Deathlaw.
I have sent them to the last place Rosa Dernhill would ever want to go.
And now we continue our story.
Halt! Move no further, Rosa Dernhelm.
For Faust? Faust Ravenclaw. I don't understand. Where did you come from?
The village of our people. But I think I should ask you a similar question.
Where are my companions?
You obviously don't get how this is supposed to work. I ask the questions. You answer them.
Drop the formalities, Faust. I used to babysit you and change your nappies.
This may be true, but you're an outcast now.
An outcast?
Don't be so surprised. You made yourself an outcast. Come. If you don't want to answer my questions, then maybe you'll speak with your father.
Wait. I'm home? This is the Gandretha Forest.
Yes, of course. Where did you think you were?
Landover.
So you've gone mad, Rosa. That would explain many things. Come with me.
But...
Come! Soon you'll be reunited with your friends. But first, I'll take you to see King Arion. He has long hoped to see his youngest daughter again. Perhaps he'll look upon your return with favor. Or perhaps he won't. We shall see, huh?
I suppose we will. Oh, very well then, lead on.
You are listening to Magic Monsters and Mayhem, Book 3, Chapter 3, Homecoming, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
Wanted to see me, Madame Governess?
Oh, now see? A man who respects my position. So rare. Thank you, Danth.
Oh, you are quite welcome. I mean, you are what you are, Madame. Now, how can I be of service to you today?
Firstly, by telling me what Fentum has been up to and how he's handling this situation with the poor, unfortunate fate of the Council of Mages.
Oh, he's been in fits of fear and confusion, Lady Natilda. But I think he's finally come up with what he feels is the perfect cover story. Would you like to know what that is, lady?
Oh, no, that's fine, Danth. I don't need all of the gory details. As long as it's handled, I'm happy.
Right. Well, was there something more you needed from me, madame?
Oh, there is. Yes, Dad. I need a message delivered.
Well, there are plenty of good courier services, madame, if you'd like me to get onto one of them for you.
No, Dan, no. No, please, understand me. I want you to deliver this message for me personally, and, well, it's urgent.
But what about my duties, lady? I mean, the school... As poor young Grapple is now missing, there's no one else to take care of the place, or the Archbishop, and I, well...
Oh, now, Dad, I don't think you're quite understanding me. Bertram Fenton and that dreadful school will still stand whether or not you're there to rake their leaves or cook their meals or shovel their little...
But I don't cook the meals, madame.
Right. I don't think you're listening to me, Danth, dearie. I'm not asking you to do me any favours. No. I'm ordering you to run an errand for me. And do you know why?
Because you feel I'm the only one you can trust with such an important task. Plus, you'll have me severely punished if I fail to comply.
Hallelujah! Now we're getting somewhere. You finally get my meaning. Good boy.
Yes, my lady. So, what do you want me to do?
Well, I need to get a message to Zoe Underhill, and, well, I need you to go to a little shop on Batterley Street and just... speak to a little old lady named Granny Mulweather.
Oh, and how can she help, madame?
Well, let's just say that she has certain gifts and that she will know how to make it appear that you get to where you need to be to find young Miss Underhill to deliver my message. Understand?
I think I'm beginning to, m'lady. Perhaps.
Well, that's good enough for my purposes. Now, please take this paper with you, where I've written down the message you are to impart to Miss Underhill. And... In fact, here are two messages. One for Zoe Underhill and one for Granny Mulweather. That way we get this right. Now run along, Dan. Do my bidding as I have bid it. Because I don't want to have to continue this little song and dance routine all day. Understand?
Yes, as you say, madame.
Good. Then be off with you. Go on. Scoot.
Of course, madame.
Oh, I need my own little minion. Oh. That is an excellent suggestion, Edgar. Yes, I should put out an ad for one. Yes, my own little minion to order about, who will obey without question. I like it.
So refreshing. Aren't you thirsty?
Not especially at the moment. I'm still waiting for you to explain a few things.
Funny. I thought I was supposed to be the one getting answers from you.
Well, I don't know what I could tell you, honestly.
You can start by telling me where you and your friends got those runes, and what you know about these gateways.
We don't know anything.
Don't play me for a fool.
You're the one with the knife. You think I'm brave enough to tangle with you?
Then just be reasonable, and you'll keep your skin.
Then ask something reasonable that I can answer.
Fine. Let's start with something simple then. What's your name?
Grapple Dennery.
And your friends?
The one with the strawberry hair is known as Lily Fairheart, and the other one is her best friend, Divine Fortinane.
So how did you lot learn about the portal? And where did you lay your hands on the runes you used to open it?
I just thought we were keeping it simple.
Just simply answer my questions, and we'll get along fine.
Oh, funny. Well, the truth is, we met someone in the woods. He called himself Prospero the Prophet.
Prospero Felente?
Yes, that was his name. He told us about the portal and gave us the runes to operate it.
Well, now I know you're lying.
I am not lying. This is exactly what happened.
Impossible. Prospero Felente is dead.
What? But that simply cannot be. I spoke to him. We all did.
I don't know who or what you spoke to, but it certainly wasn't him. I witnessed his death weeks ago.
Weeks ago? But how can this be? But how can you be sure that your Prospero and ours are one and the same?
Because the Prospero the Prophet that I met also spoke of magical gateways and the runes that operate them. He even gave me a few runes as proof of his discovery.
Well, then you can show them to me as proof.
Sorry, I already passed those along to a paying client.
Ah, you could be making all this up.
Why the hell should I?
And why should you doubt my word when yours is so questionable, eh?
Suppose you have a point. All right. I have a solution to both our problems, and possibly a way to earn me some more money.
Money? There's money involved.
A considerable amount. Assuming I can go back to Terse with more information about these runes and the portals they operate.
Who would pay good money for information like that back in Terse?
Lady Matilda Fortigue.
The regional governess.
One and the same.
You have friends in high places.
I wouldn't exactly call Nat a friend. But she'll pay good money for the right information. And I suspect she'd just love to interrogate you.
Now hang on a minute. Interrogate? I don't like the sound of that.
Then I suggest you tell me everything you know.
Gladly, rather than face that notorious woman.
Very well then. Tell me in great detail about your run-in with this imposter calling himself Prospero the Prophet.
And if I do, you'll let me go?
I'll do better than that. I'll even escort you safely back to Terse. But you better tell me every minute detail. Got it?
Fine. I'll tell you everything. Miss Darkstar?
Forget the miss. It's just Darkstar. And just start talking. And don't stop until you've told me every single thing that was said and done during your encounter with this imposter.
Is anyone about?
Can I help you?
You don't look like an old granny to me.
I should hope not. I'm hardly old enough for that. You must be looking for Granny Mulweather.
And you are not her. I beg your pardon, lady.
Oh, it's all right. And please, call me Gemma. I'll just go and fetch her, shall I?
If it wouldn't be too much trouble.
Oh, none at all. Excuse me. Granny! Granny Mulweather! There's a gentleman here to see you.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Gemma, dear. You may go about your business now.
Of course, Granny. And if you should need me for anything else...
Well, I know where to find you, dear. Don't I? I do. Yes, now. Now run along. Back to your bacon and whistling and...
Yes, of course, Granny. Now, good day to you, sir.
And to you, young woman. Shh. She was a lovely young thing.
Oh, a lovely young face doesn't always reveal a lovely heart. Though I have to admit that young in there as well. One of the sweetest of hearts in this here town, so don't you go getting any ideas about corrupting that pretty young thing. Got it?
Nothing could be further from my mind. I take it you're Granny Mulweather.
Well, I don't see any other old grannies in here, do you?
I beg your pardon, madame.
Oh, well, there's no need of begging on anyone's pardon. And no need of thinking I've got any airs and graces about me, young fellow. Now, how can old Granny Mulweather be of service, young one?
Well, I'm not usually referred to as young.
Oh, being as old as I am, everybody else looks young to these copper eyes. Now, you state your business, young fellow.
Right. Well, you see, Lady Natilda sent me here.
No need to explain further. Did our governorship send instructions?
She did just jot down a few lines for you, yes.
Let me see. You just follow me, young man. Right out here to the back.
The back?
Did I stutter or something? Just follow old Granny Mulweather and... No arguing. Come on.
I have brought your daughter, Your Highness.
Thank you, Faust. You may leave us.
Yes, Highness.
It has been a long time, daughter. Let me look upon you.
Well... Have I changed much, Father?
Not your aspect, Rosa, but you certainly have a different air about you. I sense confidence, wisdom, which is odd, considering the choices you've made in your life.
So you're not happy to see me?
I did not say that. It is good to see you, my daughter.
It's wonderful to see you too, Father.
So, we're all smiles, eh? This is a happy reunion, I see.
Don't be so hard on your little sister, Selina.
So, I should just embrace her and fill the room with laughter, pretending like nothing ever happened?
Would that be so bad? To bring a little pleasantness into the world? At least into this room?
I suppose I'm not as forgiving as you, Father. Nor as bright and cheerful.
No, I suppose you aren't, Selina. You never have been. Oh, well. Now, lucky for you, Rosa, that I am king here. Because the king gets to set the tone. And I choose a happy tone.
Oh, Father. You're incorrigible.
I shall take that as a compliment. And leave you two alone to become reacquainted. After all, it's not every day that two sisters are reunited after so many years. I shall see you at dinner, Rosa. There shall be a feast tonight.
So I suppose you are not happy to see me, eh, Selina?
It pleases me that you're alive and well. Should that not suffice?
I had hoped for a warmer reunion should I ever make it back home.
And why have you come home, little sister?
Actually, to be honest, it was by accident.
I see. Then that makes perfect sense.
Why do you say that?
Because you have been away for so long. If you truly did desire to return to us, I suspect you would have done so before now.
You doubt I want to be here.
Do you want to be here, Rosa? If so, then why has it taken an accident for you to come back home?
Well, why wouldn't I return here? I mean, someday. This is where our clan lives, after all. This is where our family calls home.
One would think you're not happy to see your only sister.
A sister who has abandoned her clan and family to seek adventure, fame, fortune? A sister who has not returned home in more than 2 years? A sister who, in all perception, has forgotten that she even had a family? Does that sound like a sister? It sounds like no sister of mine.
Are you saying that I'm not welcome here?
No, I'm not saying that at all. Clearly, our father has already welcomed you. But it seems clear to me that you don't want to be here in your homeland, a home you left of your own accord. And by doing so, you knew what you were sacrificing.
Maybe to a degree, but I never thought my big sister would treat me like a stranger.
And you should not act like a stranger. You reap what you sow, little sister. You have only yourself to blame, especially if you perceive such a cold reception.
But only by you. And of course from Faust. But then, he was never the easiest person to cozy up to.
Stop it, Rosa.
What am I doing now that you disapprove of, eh, big sister?
Taking all this lightly. Do you expect to return here and just fit right in? Pick up where you left right off?
Look, Selena, I never did just fit right in. And as I recall, this is pretty much where I left off. Or should I say, where we left off. Always at odds with one another, you and I. Some things never change.
So, you expect things to be different somehow?
Not expect, no. Hoped they might be, yes.
So, it's true. Rosa, you've returned. It's so good to see you.
Balthor Nightcrow? Is it really you?
The one and the same. Welcome home, Rosa.
So, some people are happy to see me then.
Ah, now who wouldn't be? Oh, Selena, are you being unkind to your sister?
I wouldn't dream of it. We'll speak later, Rosa. Until then, I'll leave you to your happy reunions. I'm sure the entire village will want to welcome you with open arms.
I must apologize for your sister.
No, you mustn't. She is what she is, and I hardly expected her to embrace my return to these lands.
Still, she needn't be so cold to you, her only sister.
Never mind all that. Tell me, has she ever made an honest elf of you?
She is still my betrothed, but she still hasn't taken that walk down the aisle with me.
Then she hasn't been any kinder to you than she ever was to me, huh?
Your sister has her own way of doing things, as you well know. But let's not talk about all that right now. You must tell me all about your journey. Where have you been, and what have you seen and done?
Much. But first, I need to find my traveling companions. You wouldn't know where they were taken, or how well they've been treated, do you?
Oh, yes. At first, we thought they were a raiding party of some kind, so we locked them up. But never fear, now that we know they are with you, they will be released and made to feel welcomed. They can join us for the feast your father is planning for tonight.
Wonderful. Thank you. May I see them first?
Of course, Rosa. I'll take you to them now. But soon we must talk. I want to hear all.
I will tell you about all of my adventures. Never fear.
Excellent. Follow me.
So, what goes on back here, then?
I never even mind about that young man. Just hand me your instructions.
But how did you know I had any?
Oh, well, old Granny Mulweather was gifted with second sight since she was a girl. It ain't much she don't know and don't see. Now, hand it over. Right. Lay yourself down on the table here.
And just what's going to happen when I do?
You're going to do just exactly as you're told. That's what's going to happen, young man. Oh, come on. Down you go. Just close your eyes. Relax some. In no time at all, you'll feel just like you're sleeping.
And this will somehow get me into contact with Zoe Underhill?
No.
I don't understand. What are you going to do to me?
Well, if you must know, all I'm going to do is, I'm going to use your body and your essence as a conduit.
Use my body? Now, just a minute.
Now, get your mind out of the gutter, young fella. Oh, I didn't mean it that way, and you know it.
But, what's a conduit?
It simply means that you will act as a go-between for Lady Natilda and this Zoe Underhill.
Then, somehow, I won't be the one in contact with Zoe, but Natilda will.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, now that I've had to explain everything to you, can we get on with it?
Oh, of course. But it all sounds like witchcraft to me.
Well, some called me a witch. But they don't do it for very long, I can tell you. So, I suggest you keep such comments to yourself, young man. Understood?
Oh, certainly. I understand.
Good. Now, just lie still. Close your eyes and keep your mouth shut. You'll probably soon smell the vapours. I'm only telling you that as you don't ask any fool questions about what you're smelling. Vapours. Vapours will help you to relax and fall into a deep sleep so that, we can get on with this. Once that happens, the door will be open for Lady Natilda to cross the miles and reach this Zoe Underhill, and when that's done, you can wake up and get your lily white arse out of here. God know you don't want to spend any more time in here with old Granny Mulweather than absolutely necessary.
You have been listening to Magic Monsters and Mayhem, Book 3, The Journey Continues, Chapter 3, Homecoming, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, which starred in order of appearance, Ellie Hirschman as Faust Ravenclaw, Deborah Adams as Rosa, Alan Wayman as Dant, Sarah Golding as Lady Natilda, Edward the Cat as himself, Sally Wiggett as Darkstar, Steve White as Grapple, Leanne King as Gemma, Sarah Golding as Granny Mulweather, Glenn Haskell as King Arion, Rachel Rumler as Selena Dernhelm, and Tim Lassiter as Balthorn Nightcrow. The Magic Monsters and Mayhem opening theme tune was composed and performed by Sarah Finn. The closing theme tune and the incidental music used in this program was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The production assistant was Rachel Rumler. The post-production editor was Jeff Niles. The series creator, sound designer, script editor, writer, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The copyright for Magic Monsters and Mayhem is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the express written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com, where you can find the entire library of our programs. Or you can find this program and many others from Dream Realm Enterprises via iTunes, Podomatic, or even on YouTube. Please visit the Dream Realm store. The link can be found on our website, where you can find lots of cool DRE merch and represent your favorite program. If you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. Please use the subject header MMM Feedback. Our story will continue in Chapter 4, coming your way next time. Please join us then.
This program is copyright 2019, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.